Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
It's a quarter to eight. Dis tyd om saam te kuier vir die eerste keer live, soos hulle sê, saam met Zanti Swanepoel hier in 2025. Zanti, goeiemôre, hoe gaan dit daar? Is Dakota al skool toe?
Goeiemôre, Brad. Absoluut, waar daai graad 11 het aangetree vanoggend.
Ja.
En ja, ek kan nie glo dat volgende jaar doen ek die 6de keer matriek nie. Oh my word.
Maar you know the drill, dis nou maklik.
Ja, ek sê vir jou, maar hierdie generasies, nê, it's a different ball game all the generations. Ek sê altyd met ons oudste kinders het ons gemix het. Weet nie of jy mix het onthou nie.
Ja, ek het nooit gebruik nie, maar ek onthou dit.
Maar dit was wat hulle gehad het, nê. En toe die tweede groot kinders, die drie saam wat op hoërskool was, hulle het die BlackBerry, het was BBS of BBM of sweet,
ja,
onthou jy dit?
Ja, BBM, dit onthou ek.
Ja, BBM, so hulle, dit was daai. So hierdie is die generasie met die smartphones en die Insta en die al die goedertjies en die TikTok en ja, so dit is 'n ander generasie en ek dink hulle is 'n amazing generasie. Hulle is baie eg. Hulle waardeer as mense met hulle regheid en eerlik en oop is. En ek is opgewonde wat die Here met hierdie generasie gaan doen. I think God is raising up a godly young adult generation that will stand for the truth and will walk in his ways, and I speak that over them in Jesus' name.
Ja, amen.
Maar ja, dit beteken ook dat ons as ouers moet, ons kan ook nie aftree nie, ons moet aantree. So ek glo dat ek meer van alles moet weet as my kinders, so dit challenge my ook om meer van alles sosiale media ook as hulle te weet, but that also keeps us young and growing en beskerm ons brein ook, so dis my goed.
Yeah, we need that. Zanti, it's so lucky to be chatting to you again. It's like coming home when we get to hear your voice on a Wednesday, so we're really happy for that, and we look forward to some inspiration from the heart of God and you.
Ach, dankie, Brad. Ja, weet jy wat, vanoggend wil ek regtig bietjie deel oor iets wat ek voel die Here op my hart gesit het, en luisteraar, miskien is dit iets waarmee jy ook kan identifiseer vanoggend, of ja, net iets is wat jy dalk vir jouself ook kan vat. Maar die Here praat met ons elkeen oor excellence, en dis nogal my ding vir 2025, is om wat ook al ek doen, my beste te gee, to do it with excellence. Jy weet, dit is so maklik om af te skeep, en ek wil eintlik vir jou sê, vandag is mense so geneig om minder te doen, nê, nee, dat dit eintlik nie baie vat om uit te staan nie, wat eintlik vir my sleg is, because it doesn't take much just to stand out, because everybody is seeing how long they can do, as little is what is expected of them. En dan vir die Here my na Daniel toe, en Daniel was 'n fantastiese voorbeeld vir my en vir jou, an astonishing example of how God wants a man and a woman to live in his presence, in his grace, and with the spirit that he's given them. If you go to Daniel 6 verse 3, it says, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because of an excellent spirit that was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Kan jy dink, hier kom 'n Israelie wat gevangene geneem is, en die koning stel hom bo al sy mense aan, because he saw a spirit of excellence in him. Nou, wie en wat is hierdie spirit of excellence? Dit God se gees wat in hom was. And that same spirit dwells in me and in you.
Yes.
And may we present that spirit to the world of doing things excellent, working unto God and not unto men. En ek wil vir jou net 'n voorbeeld hiervan gee. Ek lees hierdie ongelooflike storie wat 'n man skryf net oor sy ervaring, en ek dink, Here, help vir ons. May we portray who you are in this world through our behavior, our mannerisms, the way we do things on earth. Because we in our temples have an excellent spirit. Maar julle, die vyand gaan ons heeldag en aldag besig hou om die kort paadjies te vat. hoe vinniger goeder reg te kry, hoe om nie die ekstra myl te stap nie, hoe om af te skeep. Hoe is dit dat daai goed net so natuurlik vir ons kom? But I think the more we live in the presence and the more we acknowledge who he is in us, the more we will reflect his excellence through our lives and behavior. Hierdie man skryf, I was at an airport when a taxi driver approached me. The first thing I noticed in the cab was a sign saying duck or eagle, you decide. The second thing I noticed was a clean and shiny cab. The driver well dressed in a neat white shirt and pressed black pants with a tie. The taxi driver got out, opened the door and said, I am John, your chauffeur. While I put your luggage away, I want you to read this card, what my mission is. And on the card stood John's mission. My mission is to help people achieve their goals by getting my clients to their destination quickly, safely, and economically, while providing a friendly environment. The guy writing says, I was so impressed. The interior of the cab was equally clean. John asked me if I wanted some coffee. Jokingly, I said, no, I'd rather have juice. He immediately replied, no problem, sir. I have thermos with regular juice. I also have diet juice and water. He also told me, if I wish to have today's newspaper and some magazines, I can just ask. As the race began, John told me, these are the radio stations I have, and these are their genres. Which one would I like to listen to? And if that was not enough, John even asked me if the temperature of the aircon was good. Then he told me what was the best route to my destination, and if I wanted to talk with him, or if I preferred not to be interrupted. I asked John, do you always serve your customers like this? To which he replied, no, sir. Not always, only in the last 2 years. My first few years as a taxi driver, I spent, like the rest of them, complaining and groaning. And one day I listened to a professor in professional development, and he wrote a book, You Are the One Who Makes a Difference. He said, if you get up in the morning expecting to have a lousy day, you certainly will. Don't be a duck, be an eagle. Ducks just make noise and complain. Eagles soar above the pack. I was always making a noise and complaining. So I decided to change my attitude and become an eagle. I looked at the other cabs and drivers, the dirty cabs, the unfriendly drivers, and the dissatisfied customers. I decided to make some changes, and since my customers responded well to them, I made a few more changes. In my first year as an eagle, I doubled my turnover, and this year, sir, I've already quadrupled it. You are lucky that you took my cab today, as I'm no longer at the cab stand. My customers book me through my phone itself or send me a message. If I can't help them, I get a trusted eagle taxi driver friend to do the job. John was different. He offered a limousine service in a regular cab. John, the taxi driver, decided to stop making noise and complaining like ducks and started flying over the group like eagles do. It doesn't matter if you work in an office with maintenance, you're a teacher, civil servant, a politician, an executive, an employee, a freelancer, or a taxi driver. How you behave matters. Julle dit het my so geïnspireer because this is someone that carries God's spirit in him, a spirit of excellence. En dit het sy lewe verander, almal om hom verander. En ek dink wanneer ek in daai cab sou ry, Brad, en ek daar moes uitklim, sou ek regtig oor my lewe gaan dink dit. En gewonder het oor, do I do the same for other people? Do I reflect God's excellence, his love, his detail, his precision, his Dis die atmosfeer en die environment. En mag dit vir jou ook vanoggend inspireer. Al is jy net by die huis. Al is jy iemand wat by 'n fabriek werk. Al is jy voel by jouself maar ek kan nie eintlik 'n verskil maak nie. Ek doen nie eintlik iets wat ek dink yes you can. Because this taxi driver did. He gave a chauffeur and limousine service in a normal taxi. Mag dit dieselfde wees vir jou en vir my and may we portray, reflect God's spirit of excellence the same way Daniel did. And may he honor us also for being his vessels and trying our best in a dark world today. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful from Zanti Swanepoel. Bye bye, dankie. Zanti, altyd lekker om saam te kuier. And a reminder that nobody wants to be a duck if you can be an eagle. Excellence is a word that I think you should add. If there's a word that you believe God has given you for this year, I think you can go and add this in there as an all-encompassing word, because this covers every bit of your life, from how you parent and how you treat your spouse to the work you do and how you serve and more. Thanks so much, Zanti. Altyd lekker om saam te kuier. 'N pragtige dag vir jou en dan gesels ons weer volgende week.
Dankie, Brad, julle ook, tata.
Thanks, Zanti.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.cape pulpit.co.za.